Conor McGregor became one of the most famous UFC fighters in the world. He took the world by storm with his arrogant, cocky personality and impressive fighting skills. He became the most successful UFC fighter ever, winning several championships and climbing to the very top of the sport. But how exactly did Conor McGregor become so successful so quickly? Was it just his fighting talent, or did something much more sinister play a role? This is a question that I will answer today, proving that although he is a talented fighter, his rise to fame was connected to his ties to the world's most powerful secret society. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about Conor McGregor being exposed as a Freemason. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my Patreon members know, I just released a new episode of my new Patreon exclusive weekly show. There are so many topics each week that I want to cover, but can't due to YouTube's guidelines or the topics being too short for a full video. So I decided I will put these topics all into one video where I can give my opinion on them without YouTube censorship. In the first episode, I covered three important topics. The first topic is about a woman who tried taking out her own parents because of her hatred of Jesus Christ. The second topic, we talked about the mysterious death of one of Epstein's victims. And lastly, we covered a pastor connected to Trump who was just indicted for child S crimes. If you're one of my members, make sure to check this video out after this one. If you're not a member, consider joining. It's only $3 a month, and not only will you be further supporting the channel, but you would also get access to my new weekly show and over 45 exclusive Patreon videos. You can find the link to my Patreon in the description of this video. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. While most people think Conor McGregor got to the top simply off his fighting skills, I can almost guarantee that it's much more complicated than that. While his fighting skills definitely played a role in his success, by the end of this video, you will see his success has more to do with his connections than his actual talent. Like I've said multiple times before, anything that reaches the masses on a huge scale like the UFC is controlled by the secret societies that control America. The same secret society that created America. That secret society is the Freemasons. While most people think the idea of a secret society running the world is a ridiculous conspiracy theory, that's actually the truth on what's really going on in our world. The Freemasons own the main stage, and they use these Masonic puppets to influence and manipulate the public. This is exactly what the UFC is being used for, pushing senseless violence and at the same time pushing anti-Christian propaganda. The UFC is another Masonic outlet. It's the reason why they have issues with fighters praising Jesus. This is something the head of the UFC, Dana White, said himself, telling fighters not to praise Jesus after winning a fight.
UFC has officially banned talking about Jesus or religion after a fight. Raw Story reports, quote, the instruction came after middleweight fighter and native Spanish speaker Yoel Romero, maybe it's Joel. I apologize for not knowing how to pronounce that, evangelized the crowd and made what was mistaken for derogatory comments about gays after winning a match. Romero, who goes by the moniker Soldier of God, stay classy, wore a white headband with John 3:16 emblazoned on it. He spoke directly to the crowd in broken English, chastising Americans for forgetting about Jesus. Here's Dana White's response. He said, but the reality is, you just won the biggest fight of your career. America doesn't want to hear your thoughts on Jesus. Keep that stuff at home. Religion, politics, all that stuff. When you're out there fighting and you're being interviewed, they want to hear about the fight. It's awesome you love Jesus. Love Jesus all you want. You don't have to do it in, you don't have to do it publicly.
You just won the biggest fight of your career, you know? America doesn't want to hear your thoughts on Jesus. And, you know, keep that stuff at home. Religion, politics, all that stuff. When you're out there fighting and you're being interviewed, they want to hear about the fight. It's awesome that you love Jesus. Love Jesus all you want. You just don't have to do it publicly. Talk about your fight. You know, people don't want to be...
The reason Dana does this is because he's a Freemason. Here in this photo, he could be seen doing the secret Masonic grip with President Trump. The UFC is used by the Masons to further people away from God and glamorize violence. There are many fighters in the UFC who are open Freemasons. For example, this fighter, Ryan Jimmel, wore shorts with the Freemason squaring compasses right on it. This symbol right here is called the squaring compasses. It is the main symbol in Masonry and the actual logo for the organization. It's a representation of the Seal of Solomon, otherwise known as the Star of David. It's an alchemic symbol representing the great work, or occult spiritual enlightenment, when a person merges their opposites to transcend and become God. And here we have this fighter openly showing his Masonic connection, displaying the Masonic symbol, hiding it in plain sight. This proves that Jimmo is 100% a member of the Freemasons, just like we can see from the fellow UFC fighter Alex Pereira, as he also has photos inside of a Freemason training facility. As you can see at this gym, they literally have the Freemason squaring compasses right in the background, not at all trying to hide the fact that they're all Freemasons. This is where they train these fighters, and they have this Masonic symbol right in the open, showing that even from the beginning of their involvement in the sport, they're being trained by Masons. Alex is another fighter who is rising quickly, no surprise as he's a Mason. Another Freemason is Khabib, who we can see here doing the Masonic hidden hand. This is a secret Masonic pose done by Master Masons to secretly show their Masonic alliance. This is exactly what Khabib is doing, showing his Masonic alliance. He, just like the others, is a UFC star. Are you noticing the pattern? Those that make it to the top have to take the Masonic oath first. That's exactly what the biggest man in the UFC did. Conor McGregor, just like the rest we spoke about, is an obvious Freemason. I have undeniable proof of his Masonic ties. His Masonic ties are what made him one of the biggest names in the UFC. It explains his massive success and his easy crossover to Hollywood. We recently got proof that we needed to prove his connections. When he decided to do an interview with Tucker Carlson, another Masonic puppet, Conor McGregor and Tucker did this interview inside of a Freemason lodge. What's interesting is that it wasn't Tucker that secured the lodge for the interview. It was actually Conor McGregor who set it all up. Now, for those who don't know, a Masonic lodge is a building where Freemasons meet to perform their occult rituals and host their secret meetings. They held this interview in a room where real occult rituals are done. We can see that this is actually a Masonic lodge, as we spot the famous checkered board floor and paintings of former members all over the walls. In fact, after the public noticed that this was a Masonic lodge, the leaders of the Mason Lodge themselves were forced to come out and try to clean things up, claiming that they didn't know Conor was going to film an interview with Tucker Carlson in the lodge. We all know this is nonsense. They knew exactly what they were doing. They wouldn't have approved it if they didn't. Now they just want to separate themselves and try to cover up the fact that these two guys are both Masonic puppets. It gets worse though, as Conor not only used the Masonic Lodge for this interview, but he also used it for one of his artist's music videos. Conor McGregor has a record label, and under that label, he has an artist named Eskimo Supreme. McGregor actually got his artist to record an entire music video at the Grand Lodge of Ireland, the same lodge he used for the interview. Now, what's interesting is that in the music video, they actually perform a real occult sex ritual. In the video, we see the rapper inside the Freemason Lodge. They then host a Gnostic Mass ritual, which is a sex ritual done by alchemists and Thelemites. In the ritual, they have a woman act as the Scarlet Woman, the High Priestess leading the ritual. They then show multiple men performing acts on her inside of the lodge. Think about it. They did a real sex magic ritual inside of a Masonic lodge and filmed it for a music video. And all of this was funded and done under the orders of Conor McGregor. The Freemason Lodge has come out and claimed that they're investigating this, but we know that they were behind this as well. Conor McGregor is a Freemason, and it's the reason he reached the levels of success he did. The Freemasons control every sport you can think of. It's the same in boxing, as many great boxers have been open Freemasons, including the boxing legend Manny Pacquiao, who has pictures inside of a Masonic lodge. Same thing with basketball, as many basketball players have been Freemasons. LeBron James is believed to be a Freemason, while Shaq is a confirmed Freemason, and so is Scottie Pimpin. People like Michael Jordan were connected to the Masons through Masonic fraternities like Omega Psi Phi. The sport of basketball itself was created by a Freemason named James Naismith, a 33rd degree Mason at that. Same thing with baseball, as the field is literally shaped like a Masonic square encompasses. The same story for football, that was created again by a Freemason named Walter Camp, who was a member of the Skull and Bones, a secret society that many presidents have been a part of. The Skull and Bones were also created by a Freemason organization. In fact, stars like Tom Brady, one of the biggest stars in the league, admitted to using witchcraft to win games, with Tom Brady admitting during an interview that his wife did witchcraft before games so he could win.
Any special thing you carried into the game on Sunday that you had tucked away somewhere?
I did. I always, you know, I've learned a lot from my wife over the years. And she's so about the power of intention, you know, and believing things that are really going to happen. And she always makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much. And so she put together a little altar for me that I could bring with pictures of my kids. And I have these little special stones, healing stones and protection stones. And she has me wear a necklace and take these drops she makes, and I say all these mantras. And I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I did. I just shut up and listened. And at first I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then about 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks, and she said, you better listen to me. This is your year, but this is all the things you're going to have to do to win. I did all those things, and by God, you don't work. They're good. And then in 2015, it was about early January, and she said, you know how much I love you. And I said, yeah. She said, I just want to let you know this is not going to be your year. And of course, we lost. I said, 16 look like? And she said, 16 is going to be your year. So it was early January this year, and I said, babe, I asking, like, do we have a chance? He said, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work, and you're really going to have to listen to me. So, man, I listened to her. And right after the game, she said, see, I did a lot of work. You do your work, I do mine. She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm a good witch. She said,
we see more proof of the NFL's ties to the occult through the death of Aaron Hernandez, who was found dead in his cell with Masonic symbols all over it.
To his family. Good evening, everybody. I'm Ben Simino.
And I'm Erica Tarantell. We're also learning exactly what Hernandez drew on the wall of his cell and what the correctional officer responsible for checking on prisoners told investigators. Investigative reporter Kathy Curran has it all. Kathy?
And Erica and Ben, sources tell us that correction officer told investigators that he last saw Aaron Hernandez around 1 in the morning. And then when he went to check at 3 a.m., there was a sheet over the window of his cell door. There was no check at 2 a.m., even though hourly checks are required. Hernandez was in cell number 57 of the General Housing Unit in Sousa Baranowski. As we've reported, before he took his life, he wrote letters to his family and lawyers and made several drawings in blood on one wall of his cell. Sources tell us there was a large drawing of the all-seeing eye of God on top of what's known as the unfinished pyramid. Under the symbol was the word Illuminati in all caps. And on that same wall, he wrote John 3:16, and a Bible nearby was open to that verse. Rosary beads were also...
It's even in soccer or football, whatever you want to call it, as the Freemasons were behind the meeting that led to the start of the league. If you see all of this proof and can't tell what's going on, you need to wake up. Yes, those in these professional sports are definitely talented athletes, but in order to make it to the top in any of these professional sports, you have to be a Masonic puppet as well. You have to take their oath and allow them to use you to push their agenda. You think it's a coincidence that Connor, like many other big stars, have the same similar wild behavior? They're using Connor to push an agenda to his fans, to make people adopt his destructive values, keep people dumbed down with senseless violence, and guide them in the wrong direction. People don't understand that sports is just a continuation of the Roman Colosseum and the gladiator battles. The Romans wanted a way to keep people distracted and keep them from noticing the corruption going on. So they came up with an ingenious idea, which they called bread and circuses. Essentially, they knew that if they gave the people entertainment and overvalued it, people would become consumed by the gladiator battles. They would begin to focus more on the fights than what's actually happening in the world. That's exactly what they're doing in modern times. The Masons have made these sports more important than life itself for some people. They love these athletes and worship them like gods. They don't care about anything else but sports and their favorite celebrities. This is the modern version of the Romans' bread and circuses. You can see that these athletes aren't on top of the world because they're so talented. It's all orchestrated by those who control the world and pull the strings. You have to take the Masonic oath to make it to the top. I recommend you don't allow these puppets to distract you and guide you in the wrong direction. Remember that every day we wake up, our souls are at stake. We must also remember to help those who can't see the truth find the truth. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.